It is 7th of January. You know, there is such a thing as a planning horizon. It is the ability of a person to more or less clearly imagine his or her future. Before the war, I used to have a planning horizon of a couple of months. I could roughly imagine what task I would have to solve at what jobs, where I might have to quit. I could guess how much money I could earn, how much I could save for a future. I knew how to plan a vacation in such a way as not to harm any of my jobs and even bring some materials from the vacation, videos or articles that would be of interest to my employers. In the army, planning horizons are very conditional. You don't know where you will be sent in a week. You don't know which region you will be in a month. You don't understand when the war will end and what you will do after that. Therefore, you make very specific plans. Do not forget to stock up on warm socks the next time you get to the city, or download a new ebook to your phone as soon as you get to a place with a stable internet connection. Also, in plans to hold out until the end of this damned winter, from which you get tired as soon as it just begins. I never particularly liked winter and always rejoiced as its end and the arrival of the spring. But now my dislike for the cold season has become very seriously aggravated. And the thing is that in war, winter is much more nasty thing than in peacetime. In peacetime, few people spend whole days in frozen dugouts, stand for hours in the cold rain, or try to break through the ice with a shovel in the hope of digging a trench for themselves and hiding in it from shelling. But in the war, thousands and thousands of people are busy with all this every day. Cold, dampness, and dirt are the same enemies of a soldier as the Russians. They can also hurt and even kill. Therefore, every passing day of the winter, every hour that brings us closer to spring, is perceived as an important milestone in life. And not only at the front. You remember that the Russians are fighting not only and not so much with the Ukrainian army, but with the Ukrainian people. They deliberately destroy the energy infrastructure in order to freeze entire cities, leaving hundreds of thousands of people in the rear without heat and electricity. In the summer, bombed out boilers or pipes that carry heat to houses would not be a particular problem, but in winter it is a real tragedy. This is a real terrorist act, the victims of which could be thousands and even tens of thousands of people. Therefore, people in the rear also really want spring to come soon, and the Russians lose one more lever of pressure on Ukraine. And here it is, to hold out until spring, this is approximately the edge of a planning horizon. After that, everything is very vague and mysterious. For example, I remember my CD player back at home was broken, and somewhere in the depths of my mind sits the task. If possible, take this player for repair and then buy for it some of Buddy Guy's and BB King's CDs. It seems to be a very specific plan, but the dates of its implementation are absolutely unknown. Or maybe I'll change my mind about repairing it altogether, or I won't have money for it. I don't know when the war will end, what will happen to me after the end of the fighting, wherever I even want to listen to music. The war is taking away the present from us. For more than 10 months, there has been nothing for Ukraine but this war, but it also takes away the future. Not only can I not make specific plans for it, but I really can't even dream about it. I cannot imagine the life I would like to have after our victory. In war, it is already difficult, but without a bright image of the future, it is doubly difficult.